Yeah, and win some tickets, four tickets, actually, to Lerone's opening night of the fireworks happening next weekend. We've got Julie from Candiac ready to take Sam down this morning. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm doing great.
Amazing. You said you're definitely smarter than Sam, right? No issues?
Well, I'm as smart as Sam, but he's pretty smart. But I think I can take him down.
I think you can, too. Julie, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You know how to play, right?
Yes.
All right, good luck.
Okay. What was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's celebrity couple name?
Pass.
What does a mixologist make?
A mixologist?
Yep.
Pass.
What singer has a theme park called Dollywood?
Dolly Parton.
What Canadian province's name is Latin for New Scotland?
Nova Scotia.
What does a mnemonic device do?
It deals with memory.
All right. Nice. Very nice work. All right, Julia, we're going to bring Sam back in and ask him the same questions. Sam, you're up against Julia in Candiac this morning.
Hi, Julia in Candiac.
Hi.
Hi. All right. She did very well, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good for you. That's great.
So we've got 25 seconds on the clock for you, Sam.
25.
All right. Oh, you noticed, did you?
Good luck. 30 seconds.
Thank you.
What was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's celebrity couple name?
Oh, was it Bennifer?
What does a mixologist make?
Drinks, cocktails.
What singer has a theme park called Dollywood?
The only singer I know, Dolly Parton.
What Canadian province's name is Latin for New Scotland?
Nouveticus, which would be Nova Scotia.
What does a mnemonic device do?
Mnemonic?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Thank you.
I know not. I know a mnemonic.
I know not.
I know not what a mnemonic.
Oh, God. Does that make you feel smarter when you say
exactly.
it that way?
It makes you sound smarter, yeah.
Since you're bombing the question.
I might not know the answer to the question, but I can say something smart.
I will say Julie knew the answer to that question.
Well, that's great.
Impressive.
The answers to all the other ones?
Let's go through. Let's find out. Shall we?
We shall.
All right. What was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's celebrity couple name? It was Bennifer. Sam was correct on that one. What does a mixologist make? It is cocktails or drinks. Obviously, Sam was going to know that one. So Sam ahead by two right now. What singer has a theme park called Dollywood? It's Dolly Parton, and you were both correct on that.
Okay.
What Canadian province's name is Latin for New Scotland? It is Nova Scotia. And you were both correct on that one.
Nice.
And the final question, what does a mnemonic device do? It helps you remember things.
Oh.
And Julia was correct on that one. You schooled him, Julia. You taught him something.
Well, good.
Sam knew not what it meant.
Exactly. Unfortunately, he still wins, but I think we know who the smart one is here.
Well, good job, Sam.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, enjoy the long weekend, Julia. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, good morning to Deborah and Jason. How are you? It's the last day of school for Jason, right?
Yes, it is. Jason can't hear you right now, though.
Okay, Jason goes to Royal Vale, 7 years old?
Yes, he does.
All right, well, I'm excited for you guys because you said Jason has been wanting you to get in and beat Sam for a very long time.
Oh, he has for like 3 years.
All right. You might have got Sam on a good day for you guys. All right. So we're pulling for you and we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good luck.
What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter F?
F?
Yep.
South Dakota.
Albus Dumbledore is a headmaster at what school?
Oh, my gosh. The Harry Potter School. Pass.
The group Mothers Against Drunk Driving are better known as what?
Mad.
The peahen is a female of what bird?
Peacock.
If you're starting over, you're said to be going back to what?
The beginning.
I'm going to go again on this one. What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter F, as in Frank?
Oh, F. Oh, geez. Pass.
Okay.
Right. Harry Potter is...
Time is up, unfortunately. It's okay. Don't say it because you don't want to give Sam the answer. He's making his way back in
one
here.
Answer.
Sam, how was that? How was your time in our isolated booth?
Lonely.
Oh, lonely. You're up against
you?
Deborah today, and Jason, it's his last day of school. So
all right,
say congrats.
Jason. Congrats. What a great feeling.
Okay. Yeah. We've got 30 seconds on
strong
the clock.
Strong silent
for you.
Type. I like it.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Sam.
All right. Let's
ready
do this.
To lose. Okay.
What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter F?
Pass.
Albus Dumbledore is the headmaster at what school?
Pass.
The group Mothers Against Drunk Driving are better known as what?
Mad.
The peahen is a female of what bird?
The peacock.
If you're starting over, you're said to be going back to what?
Back to square one.
What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter F?
Oh, that's a tough one. Pass.
Not really.
The principal, Hogwarts. Oh.
Was that before?
Yeah, I think the buzzer went there.
Yeah, no.
It sounded like it did, yeah.
He didn't. Okay, you're going to. Yeah. Okay, nope.
Same. Not happening.
Not happening. All right. What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter F? The answer is Florida. Florida.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, neither one of you got that one. I know. Albus Dumbledore is the headmaster at what school?
Hogwarts.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither one of you got that one in time. The group Mothers Against Drunk Driving are better known as what? The answer is MAD. And you're both correct on that.
Cool.
The peahen is the female of what bird? The answer is peacock. You're both correct on that one.
All tied.
And the final question, if you're starting over, you're said to be going back to what? Now, Deborah said the beginning. It's not untrue, right? It's not untrue. And Sam said square one. So I think they're both correct, right?
How many answers would you have accepted for that question?
Well, I don't write them. I probably wouldn't have used that question in the first place. Because if you're, right? Like, if you're starting over, you're said to be going back to?
Yeah, the beginning. Starting over, I'm going to go back to the beginning.
You can go back to your roots. You can go back home.
I would have accepted them all. Just all of them today.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the phrase hasn't been coined, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
I think it's fair.
That means we've got a tiebreaker.
That means,
Put it in the mouth on that one, didn't you?
Jason, we have a tiebreaker.
Jason, how are you feeling, my friend?
Can I put you back on speaker now?
Okay, yeah, go ahead, because he's excited, I'm sure.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Ready? Jason, you ready to do this thing?
Deborah?
You guys, don't leave us now.
Yeah.
You're about to be
No,
Sam.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
Disconnect.
All right, you know how the tiebreaker works, right, Deborah?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got 5 seconds to answer. It's a number. Deborah and Jason, how old is Ellen DeGeneres?
She's 54.
Okay. We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the exact same question. Sam, 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Let's
how old is Ellen DeGeneres?
I'm going to say 63.
In human years?
No, dog years, which would make her 280.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say dog years.
In Ellen years.
It kills me to say this, especially when we go into a tiebreaker, but Ellen is 61 years old, which means Sam was the closest as well. Deborah, Jason, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, and I was thinking it was 50, but I was wrong.
Sam wins it on a guess.
Thank you. It was so close.
You guys were so close, and it was such a pleasure to have you on today. And Jason, congrats on another successful year of school, okay? Have a great summer.